You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Summer can be a time for relaxing, maybe swimming at the beach, or here in New York, splashing in an open fire hydrant. But it's also about reinventing yourself. Kids getting out of school, getting jobs, looking forward to adulthood, learning something new, maybe even a summer romance. And that's the thread running through our show this week. Reinvention, with a dash of summer whimsy thrown in. I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and this is Marketplace Weekend. You'll hear stories about people and companies reinventing themselves, plus the lessons we wish we could have learned at 18. We want to hear about your experiences, so come talk to us online at marketplaceweekend.org or on Twitter. We're at MarketplaceWKND. But first, here's your Economic Week in 20 seconds.
Today is the very first day that stores in Washington can begin selling marijuana legally.
Cleveland will play host to the RNC in 2016.
Well, the Federal Reserve has released the minutes from their June meeting, and the big news is that the QE bond buying program should be tapered. CYNK, C-Y-N-K technology. And the stock has gone from a dime a share in June to as much as $20 a share.
Those are the stories that got us talking this week. So to go a little deeper on them, we called a couple of smart friends, and it's the weekend, so let's go have brunch. We are here at the Cornerstone Tavern having brunch on 2nd Avenue in New York City. I've got Jessica Pressler from New York Magazine and Joe Wiesenthal from Business Insider. Hello to you both.
How are you doing?
Hello.
I want to start with this completely insane business story. CYNK, what, I mean, is this real? What is this thing? Joe?
CYNK is the best story of the year. So basically, a few years ago, I guess some friends tried to create this idea of a social network where you could pay to be friends with someone. So they envisioned that all these celebrities and specialists in fields would join, and then you'd pay like $50 or $1,000 to be friends with them and be able to communicate with them.
Virtually, on the friends, kind of like
imagine like a LinkedIn where it's like, but you're paying to be friends with them.
So I paid to be friends with Jess.
So no one ever used it, obviously.
Yeah.
And then it just sort of sat dormant, and yet they did go public on the penny stocks, like the pink sheets, which people might know from The Wolf of Wall Street, which is just filled with these sort of scammy and scummy companies that don't really do anything. And the stock was trading at like a penny up until the middle of last month, at which point it appears that some stock promoters decided to pretend that this was like the next hot thing and started tweeting about it and say, oh, CYNK, it's the hot new social networking company. And as of... it then has grown 25,000% in the matter of 3 weeks to the point where the company has a market cap of about $5 billion. And there's still no one using the site. It's not a real thing. There's no company. The only financials for the company indicate that revenue is zero, assets are zero, and there's one listed employee of the company, and it even says he's not full-time. So there's nothing there. It's just this pure... It's casino... speculation at its purest, because there's not even really the pretense of a real thing there.
God, that's great.
It's just so beautiful.
I want to shift to slightly more prosaic money stuff and talk about the Federal Reserve, because we're...
Don't make that sound, man.
This is a really big deal.
You're right.
Because for the first time, they've said, all right, we are going to actually fully take away the punch bowl... probably, and it's probably going to happen in October. And I guess my question is, for a regular person, what does that mean?
So this is kind of like when you're a kid and you're learning to swim and you wear those, like, water wings, those, like, puffy arm things, and then they take them off. And
they take them off,
you have
yeah.
to float by yourself. And
I worry about the question of, so people at the top did well.
Right.
Because, it did, you know, people who had investments did well.
Buy all kinds of assets.
But, you know,
I think
regular, normal people...
You're getting to something which I think is going to be looked at by history a lot and perhaps very critically. I think, by and large, I'm a Bernanke fan. I think the Fed and the Treasury was right to throw as much money at the problem as they could. I'm not a believer that there should have been some justice and all these banks should have collapsed and everything. But when we look back at how these programs performed, and we see this incredible boom in asset classes all around the world, from stocks to real estate in top-tier cities, to art and everything. And then you see the very mediocre comeback in terms of the labor market, incredibly low wage growth. I think that there's going to be a lot of critical reexamination of how effective these Fed asset purchases are.
Well, I mean, the other thing, though, is now we know for sure that the government will step in and fix it.
Let's talk about Potato Salad Guy. Guy creates a Kickstarter for making potato salad and has, like, more than $40,000. How does this happen?
You know, I think, like, do you remember in, you know, 2002 or something like that where Tori Spelling got married for the first time and everybody bought her stuff on her wedding registry? And it was just kind of a thing that we were all into. I think I bought her, like, a turkey baster. It was just kind of like one of those first internet...
You bought her a turkey baster?
Or maybe I thought about it. I don't know if I actually went through with the purchase. But people on the internet were buying stuff on their wedding registry, and it was just a thing that everybody, like, wanted to be in on together. Like, remember there's, like, a bus driver and then people bought him a vacation?
That's right. It was a woman. She was a bus driver, a grandmother. And this video came out of kids bullying her mercilessly.
Yes.
And then everyone pulled their money together, and she got hundreds of thousands of dollars and went on a vacation. And
yeah,
was
I mean,
able
that's
to
obviously okay, very that
makes
like
sense. Thing. Potato salad
that's
guy.
That's
empathy and kindness.
What Jessica is saying absolutely nails it, which is that this is this funny thing that spirals, and it doesn't cost much to be in on the joke. Like, you could get in on the joke for $1.
Right.
But it doesn't take much in the way, like, things go viral.
Does it make me... Does it make me a total downer if I sit there and think, wait, there are hundreds of Kickstarters out there for, like, a classroom that needs computers or someone who needs a medical treatment or all of these things that crowdfunding is supposed to do? What does it say about our society that somehow the humor impulse is the one that lights up and goes viral?
Well, that's not true, because we also sent the bus driver on vacation.
That's
you know,
true.
Like, I mean, just sometimes things happen that are funny and you know.
You know, maybe a good thing is that a bunch of people will discover Kickstarter because of this. Like, they'll hear about, like, what's this potato salad thing? And then they'll go to Kickstarter and they're like, oh, look at all these other cool projects. So it may not be a negative for the other projects.
Joe Wiesenthal from Business Insider, Jessica Pressler from New York Magazine. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.